We're back. Thank you for joining us here this morning. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to Sharon, one of your longtime patients. Tell us about her.
Sharon travels to us from Orting, so okay. We're not close. And she originally came to us because her husband, who was a practice member prior to her, had recommended that she come see us.
Right.
Now, because the Yardley Institute is an institute of upper cervical health sciences, which means that it's dealing with primarily the brain-body connection at the top of the neck, few people realize that when you've got a problem out there, it can affect your gait, it can affect your ankles, it can affect your knees. And with Sharon, we've got a person that came to us primarily because of a knee problem.
So when we talk about realigning the brain and the body, what we're really talking about is what? Getting the body out of the way of a natural healing process?
Yes. When you've got a compromised brain-body connection, the communication signals are not working the way they're supposed to. And once you reestablish those, now the body is capable of its potential of healing.
Well, let's find out what Sharon has to say. Sharon, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, Sharon, you travel all the way from Orting in to see Dr. Yardley. That's a pretty good hop. Why don't you tell us what it is that led you to go see him? What was your situation?
Oh, I had, I guess it goes back when I was 3, I fell 12 feet onto a real hard surface. Never, you know, I just know that because I was told that.
Okay.
But by the time I was 16, I was having severe pain in my knee, and I'm now 63. So it took all of these years until just a couple years ago when I went in to see Dr. Yardley. I finally found out that one leg was shorter than the other. My hips were rotated, you know, so that my whole body was torqued. I had a lot of pain in my back, my neck, my knee, you know, just really miserable. And basically been told that I was going to have to live with it. You know, there's really nothing, either that or it was psychological.
So let me just clarify here. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that you were living with pain in your knee for that entire length of time, like 40
yes.
plus years?
50 plus years, yes.
Wow. So yes. Had you reached the point where it was having an impact on your life? Were you limiting your
activities?
Oh, yes,
it always had. I remember back even as a teenager. There was things I wouldn't do, things I would shy away from. A lot of sports, a lot of different things like that, where I thought my knee might get bumped or anything, you know, I would shy away from it because it really hurt, particularly if it got bumped.
Okay, so what led you to Dr. Yardley?
Well, to be really honest, my daughter went in. We'd been in a car accident a number of years ago, and ever since, well, it took a few years before it showed up, but she was in really severe pain. She went to see him, and it's like miraculous. I am so excited for her. But I finally thought, wow, maybe there is just a chance. I'd given up, but maybe there was a chance that something could help me.
So you went into Dr. Yardley,
mm-hmm.
a highly invasive process, right? Extremely painful.
No, it was just totally shocking. It was like, you got to be kidding.
Especially since we were working on the wrong end, right?
Yeah.
We weren't even close to the knee.
No. Just barely touched my head a little bit. It was like, it was just really strange.
Mm.
But even by the time I was even leaving the office, it caused sinus stuff. You know, I guess pain down the back of my neck and sinus.
Okay.
And I hadn't even realized that because I live in the Pacific Northwest. Everybody's got sinus stuff. By the time I was actually even leaving the office, I could feel my sinuses draining. I mean, I could breathe. It was just, by the time I got home, the pain in the back of my neck was lessening. You know, it was amazing.
So,
it
sounds like it was virtually miraculous to you.
Yes, to me it was.
So where are you today? What's your situation?
I can do almost everything. You know, granted my age. And I think it has done, you know, because my body was torqued for so many years. It did some permanent damage in my hips and stuff. But but I never feel it now. I'm just figuring when I get older, I'll start feeling it again.
Count on it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to, because maybe I won't. I just figured maybe it was a little arthritis or something.
Let me be clear here. All right, so you're basically pain-free.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. People can't believe me. I mean, for being 63, you should see me out. We live on some acreage, and I am always out hauling stuff. I mean, I do a lot of stuff. And everybody's going, I can't believe what you do. But I love it. And now I can do it. I used to just kind of cringe and be in pain and endure stuff. But now I can do so much more, and I enjoy it. I love it.
Does it amaze you that people live out there with that kind of stuff, not knowing that they could be helped?
Yeah. Like me, I've been told by doctors that I was psychosomatic.
Yeah.
And because they couldn't show anything.
Yeah.
And yet I knew that wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, but how do you argue with a doctor?
Well, I'd say you just won the argument.
You better believe it.
Sharon, thank you for making the time to come on with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That is an amazing endorsement, Dr. Yardley.
It's a testament to the ability of the body to heal itself.
Maybe it sounds too good to be true to you. You know, the only way to find out for you is to find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And it couldn't be easier. All you have to do is give him a call. The number is 866-529-1105.